When you left in 1970 and came back about 30 years later, what were the differences moving back to the South after some time in the North?
Yeah, I was heartbroken, and I'm still heartbroken. We didn't talk a lot about the community that I grew up in, but it was an intact community.
Educate me on what you mean by an intact community. I can make some guesses, but what do you mean?
So I think I could ask you, what is a community that is strong? I mean, you had people who have homes, who own their homes. You had people who looked after each other as a neighborhood. You had a stretch of community, even in the segregated South, that was self-sufficient. And so on this, we were blessed to be a part in Nashville, Tennessee, in North Nashville particularly. We were blessed to literally be a part of a community that had every resource that you need right there on that street, the movie theater, especially in a segregated society where you were told you were not even a human and to keep out, you know. And so, but what was able to develop in our neighborhood and in neighborhoods across the country is self-sufficient neighborhoods, banks, cleaners, I mean, anything that you need. So when I say that, I mean, I grew up in a community where whatever you needed was right there. The churches were there. My church was a couple of blocks over from Jefferson Street itself. I don't like, even when I talk about this, we're not talking about ideals. And of course, when you're a child, you don't know all the stuff. Oh, except that some people like me, you know, you listen and you kind of see stuff. So but we're not going to talk about that. But I mean, we're not talking about ideal. I mean, you know, I'm sure you had all of the issues that you had, but there was not crime. There wasn't crime. You didn't have men who were half your men in your population incarcerated or more. My brother points this out, that I mentioned that we lived in my grandmother's home, but all the other families had two parents in their homes all around us. Yeah. So you had the stability of mothers and fathers in the homes. You know, we raise an issue about that. I even challenge that emphasis. I mean, that's definitely an ideal, but the fact that you have a single mother raising a child doesn't mean that you're going to have belligerent children. So that's what I mean by intact, a solid, not only having resource, but having connection, having commitment of helping each other. One of the things I mentioned, my grandmother taught, particularly my brother, oh yeah, that was another thing, developing a strong work ethic, valuing education. So my mother most likely, really was very serious with my brothers of teaching them to have a work ethic. You know, mm-hmm. They both had to work elementary school. But my grandmother, I know particularly, was very good back to looking after each other. You know, we would just be available to help the neighbors as needed. My younger brother, and actually older brother too, if somebody needed something, you know, you go down and help the older ladies with whatever they need. And part of that message is, don't take a dime. You don't take anything from people. And some of the comedians talk about this. Even if you were going to visit somebody with your grandparents and they offer you something, you say no. I mean, so in other words, what there's a self-sufficiency. I was talking about that earlier. I grew up in a community of self-sufficiency, God-centered, and community-centered, where you just took, you didn't disregard the messaging of the larger community, but you were not going to be defeated by the evils and the messaging of a larger community that, again, brought an inner straight right across in front of you, and it took 3/4 of our front yard.
That's what I was going to ask. So the interstate comes through, and you said it comes through the business district.
Yes, deliberately so.
To destroy
the wealth of a community, destroy generational unity. I mean, it's documented in books. Nashville Way, one of the books that speaks to this, that comes to mind right now. But I mean, it's documented. People's dissertations. It's deliberate. It's an assault of the state.
Using concrete and cars.
Yeah. But initially, take your land. And some of it, they say, is about urban renewal. So the interstate was one phase of that. But then there's this other phase where they take your land because they say it's dilapidated for redevelopment. And, you know, we won't go into all the details because I know you're focusing on the weather piece. But when you were talking about intact community, that even when those things are done, still I rise, as one of the poets, I think it was Maya Angelou, said. And really by the grace of God, a dependence on him, because you just, and I'm a child during all of this time. So, you know, I'm not feeling it like my mom and my grandmother would have. And we were protected from that, a knowledge of that outside world that's cruel and murderous.